Ishke Éireann is introducing a 7.5-week-long hosepipe ban from Saturday. That goes across four counties, Wexford, Waterford, Tipperary and Cork, although Cork City is not included. To find out more, we're joined by Mairead Conlon, who is the Asset Strategy Manager for Ishke Éireann, and she's speaking to us from Goree in County Wexford. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul.
Can you explain to listeners why this ban is needed?
Yeah, so we're extending the water conservation order to four counties, and that's County Tipperary, County Waterford, County Wexford and County Cork, excluding Cork City. And this is a proactive measure that we're taking, and it's on foot of the fact that across these counties, we've had below average rainfall over the last 3 months, and that's been compounded by increased demand in the area. So these counties will be counties that people typically go on holidays to, so they'd have an increase in demand from tourism activity, and we have seen an increase in demand from agricultural agricultural activity, and that's associated with the warm weather that we've had recently. So we're putting in place the water conservation order to try and reduce demand in the area, to take the pressure off our water treatment plants and take the pressure off our sources, to ensure that we can maintain supplies as the summer progresses. And what we're asking people to do is to not use your hose pipe. The use of a hose pipe for an hour is equivalent to the use of an entire family for a day. And alongside that, nationally, we're asking everybody to be mindful of their water usage. We do see increased water usage in warm weather periods, and it does put pressure on our assets.
A hosepipe ban, what exactly is covered there? I'm sure some people say, well, it won't hurt if I just water my flowers or I just give a quick lick to the car.
Yeah, so we're asking people to really just leave the hose pipe and the pressure washer away for the period of time. You know, you can water your garden. If you're an avid gardener, there are other means. You can reuse water that you might have used for food preparation, and you can use a watering can with a rose tip shower head for the watering can, and that allows you to do that with using a significantly less water. You could also water your flowers, your garden at night times when it's less water would be lost to evaporation. And you know, you can water can, but water a car, but we're asking people to use a bucket and sponge instead of a power washer or a hose pipe for that.
You mentioned at the beginning that the problem is caused by not just a bit of drought, but also the fact you've got increased usage. What is going to happen if the reservoirs aren't replenished?
So this is, you know, one of the measures that we put in place. So we monitor supplies on an ongoing basis, and we put in measures at different stages. And this is, I suppose, one of the earlier stages that we're looking at right now. And we do take other measures. So ourselves, we are, you know, out with our leakage crews carrying out enhanced leakage repairs across the network. For some supplies, there has been some nighttime restrictions, particularly during that really warm weather. And that's another measure that we take to reduce demand. We have done pressure reduction. And then for the supplies where we need to, we are tankering water to supplies, so we're tankering water from our water treatment plants to the reservoirs where the supplies are low, to ensure that customers aren't impacted. And we have plans in place to continue those measures as the summer progresses. And I suppose this is one stage in that process, you know, to ensure that we can maintain waters for our customer. But we're asking customers to work with us, because if we're tankering water to a supply, then to see that being used by a hose pipe, it's not the most effective way for us to manage the situation.
Mairead Conlon, Asset Strategy Manager for Ishke Éireann, thanks very much for joining us.